Okay.
We're going to learn the Maamar on page Kuf. Sorry, Kuf Tes Vav. So you got to come back the other way a little bit. Like, this is real Aleph to Rosh Hashanah. Go No, just keep going. That's stuff in the back there.
This is.
Okay, now we got a little bit. You're almost there. One more. And one more. There we go. Okay. Okay, Lil Aleph to Rosh Hashanah.
Kuf Tesvar.
Oh, there it is.
Okay. Tikva b'chodesh shofar b'kesel liyom hagenu ki chok liyisrael hu mishpat l'alokei Yaakov. The pasuk in Tehillim. Blow in the month a shofar on the hidden day of our holiday, the 31st of Rosh Hashanah, because it is a law for the Jewish people and a mishpat for the God of Yaakov. Lahagin Inyan Shofar Mahu Marame Zumahu Poem in Neshamos Yisrael. Try and understand to what Shofar hints to and what does it accomplish in the souls of the Jewish people. The Mishnah, it says in the Mishnah, Perek Dalad Rosh Hashanah, Yom Tov Shor Rosh Hashanah Shechal Lihios B'Shabbos V'Mikdash HaYutokin Avalo B'Medina. In earlier generations of the Jewish people, when Rosh Hashanah would come out on Shabbos, they would blow the shofar in the Beis HaMikdash, but they would not blow it outside of the Beis HaMikdash. And then after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, they didn't even blow it, you know, at all on Shabbos. But there was a period of time where they did blow it on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash. In respect to our own Avodas Hashem, why would it be that they would not blow the shofar in the Medina outside of the Beis HaMikdash when Rosh Hashanah fell on Shabbos? Why not? And the other side of that, if you're going to answer like this, well, because it's Shabbos, and on Shabbos, you don't need the shofar, because whatever the shofar accomplishes, Shabbos accomplishes. That's what some sforim say. Then lama hayutokin b'mikdash. So why did they blow in the Beis HaMikdash then? If it's accomplished by the virtue of Shabbos itself, so they don't need it in the Beis HaMikdash either. So what's happening? L'havin kol zeyesh, l'havin inyan b'kosh yaseinu b'tfilos Rosh Hashanah. Try and understand. Let's look at one of our bakoshas on Rosh Hashanah, and we say, "V'chein tein pachtecha al kol ma'asecha ve'imasecha al kol ma'asha barasa." Hashem, place your fear upon all of your beings, all of your creations, and your awe upon all of your creations. Hine yadua, de'ikar b'yas ha'olam haya b'shvil Yisrael. The essence of creation was on account of the Jewish people. Ubishvil ha'yira, and for the sake of yira. So the essence of creation is about the Jewish people, and it's about yiras Hashem. That God created the world in order for us to reach a level of yira.
When we hear that the essence of creation was so you can create Adam and Chava and man in order so somebody can praise God, that when we're talking about people there, we're talking about the Jewish people, so it's the same idea.
Same idea.
Okay.
Because they're Madrega Kodem Hachei,
right,
equivalent to the Madrega.
Okay.
Okay. Shereishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. The beginning of all wisdom is Yiras Hashem. Fear of heaven. Laha'amin be'amuna shleima. To believe with the full belief. Asher melocha la'aretz kavodo, that the whole earth is filled with his honor. V'leis asuar panui minei, there's no place vacant of Hashem's presence. V'lirami meni yisbara, and to be in awe of God. Begin behu rav v'shalit yikorna v'shoresha v'ko'ami, because he is the master of all worlds and the source of all being. V'zehu Pesach v'shar la'avodas Hashem yisporach. This is the gateway. That's the opening for a person to be able to serve God. That we have to integrate that belief that Hashem created the world, that He runs the world, and that He is present in all places. How are you, Yeshua? Page Kuf Tesva, and right over here. So that knowledge and that belief is the Pesach, it's the gateway to service of Hashem. Ki yaduah ma'amar Chazal, shehayira hi maftechos hachitzonius. The Chachamim said, the key to the outer chamber is yira. And so we can't really work on the inner stuff if we don't even get into the outer courtyard. So the key to get into the outer, just to enter into the realm of Avodas Hashem, is Yira. You open up that gate with Yira, and now you're in. Now from there you can go to other things too. That's what you got to do to get it.
Yira. I mean, you know, I'm not totally sure. I'm not saying I don't understand
what I read.
I don't believe I've incorporated that into my inner heart. I guess I've tried, but I can't totally grasp that. I'm not sure I can partially grasp that. I can, you know, definitely believe Hashem's hand is in everything we do, but we're so far from the reality of seeing what happened at Har Sinai and being taken out of Mitzrayim. There's so many veils there or something that it's hard to pierce that. And that has nothing to do with not believing in Hashem.
Right. It's true, it is hard. We got to find a place to enter. And Yura is a spectrum. Its highest levels are, you know, very awesome. But its introductory levels are basic. Yiras Ha'onesh, responsibility for my behavior. If I do something that God doesn't want me to do, that there's a consequence for that. And those very basic mindsets are Yira related.
That's still Yira related.
Yeah, that's Yira related. So if I can just walk in the door through that and gradually build that Yira into a higher Yira, then I'm on track.
Didn't wink. No, I mean, because, you know, I'd like to do more and feel more than that. You just, if you do that, you're going to get slapped in the hand.
But you know, that's where we start.
Yeah.
Josh, how are you? So that's the Pesach, and it's the key to the outer chamber. V'hine amru Chazal, we saw this Chazal last week too, ganva al pi machtarta rachmana karya. A ganeth, a thief, even as he's tunneling into somebody's house, he cries out to Hashem for help. He's in the middle of stealing, and he needs a little help, so he cries out to Hashem.
Is that okay?
Well, this is
going
to be. It says, how could this be? Achar shemamin shehabori baruchu meloch ha'loretz kevodo. If he believes in God, and that God's presence fills the earth, the yodea v'roa b'maisav, and that God sees him, and what he does, imkein heyachu yoseh hetach ritzoni esparashma, how could he then be doing against God? How could he be calling on God at the same moment he's acting against God? So a person basically distances themselves, you know, from that. Right? They make it work in their own mind. They rationalize what they're doing.
And God helps them. I mean, isn't it helpable?
Rosh Bola Zeta said he had a couple of ganavim who were his, you know, chassid. They were on very high madrigas. One day a big maisa happened, and one of them gave up his life, all kiddush Hashem. Tortured to death, and he wouldn't give up his duty. And he said that Ganes is buried next to the Shmoleh Bein. Guess where the Ganes? It's a whole big mess that we're talking about in the center. Umavad ze yedua, asher anu Yisrael ma'amini b'nei ma'amini. We, the Jewish people, we are believers, the sons of believers. Asher habori baruchu hu ha-mahave u-mechaye ha-kol. That Hashem has created and gives life to everything. V'leis asar ponui minei. No place is vacant from God's presence. V'lesof yochol lihiyo shayaseh odam hefech utzonuch ha-svishon. But yet we see that a person is able to do something contrary to God's will. Vatam hu shezehu ikur habichinus galus. He says this has to do with exile. Shebichinus malchus shemayim hi bebichinus galus. That Hashem's kingdom, the fact that God is Melech, He runs the world, that reality itself is in galus. So it's apart from us. It's distant from us. We might know it in our mind, but that's it. It doesn't affect us. Sheha amuna hi rak bibechinas sheina b'molach. Yes, we have this amuna, but it's sleeping in our mind. That's a very beautiful phrase. That the amuna is sleeping within us. It's there, and we know it, but it's asleep. V'lo nisavara b'molach b'lev. It has not been awakened in our mind. Lihyos bibechinas hiskalus, so that it's in a state of revelation and overt. V'hina yadua. So he says, that's how this can happen. That's how a ganef can call out to Hashem for help, because he knows that there is God, but it's in galus, distant from him and from what he does with his life. V'hina yadua she'ikar b'riyas ha'olam oshaya b'shvil Yisrael u'b'shvil ha'yir. As we said, that the ikar creation was for the Jewish people and for Europe. Page Kuf Tesvav. Ulakach Barosh Hashana Shahubi Bechinas Hischadchus Habriya Bederach Klal Kiyadua. On Rosh Hashanah, where we know the world is recreated, Anu Mavakshi Meshatihya Emasucha Al Komasha Barasa. So Bedavka, we ask for Yira. The world was created for that. So at the moment of recreation, Rosh Hashanah, we plug into that original goal and we ask Hashem, Ve'imasacha kol ma'asheh barasa, please pour out the awe of you on your creations. Haynu shetihi ye'imas malchus shamayim muteles afal pechusei erech, so that even those of lower stature can absorb the true Yira Shemayim, meaning that it becomes part of us, not just an intellectual concept, not just an academic idea, but that the Yira really becomes part of our life. Behiskalus mamish, in a state of revelation. Ukemashukasu v'Rambam zal, huva b'Rama zal, as the Rambam writes at the very beginning, the Rama brings it down in the Sif Aleph of Shulchan Aruch, Siman Aleph, She'eno dome liyoshev levado beveso liyoshev lifne melech baser v'dan kal v'chomer kol shukein lifne melech malchem lech. It says in the Shulchan Aruch that a person who is sitting in his house by himself, his behavior is not the same as a person who is sitting in the presence of the king. And kol shukein, one who knows that they're in the presence of the king of all kings, the melech malchem lech. The very beginning of Shulchan Aruch. So that this responsibility, the awe of heaven, is truly in each Jew. So we're not even able to depart from God's will, the King of the Universe. So we're asking Hashem for Yira. What we really are saying is that it should become a part of our lives. Not just that I know that I should fear God, or that I know that there is a Hashem and that there's a concept of Yerushim and I'm aware of it, but that it truly becomes a part of me and a part of every Jew. That's what we're asking for.
Yeah, but for that to happen, and I'm just guessing, mm-hmm. Then for us to do an action that's not what Hashem wants, we should be really distasteful and painful and just for us.
Do that,
just
yes.
like where we've got forbid it should be like between, you know, ourselves, the between our, you know, as an example, between somebody and the Rav, you know, that it should be really that embarrassing and repulsive that, you know, you want to be careful with that. But it's still, it's so veiled, it's easier to do this between people than it seems than...
It is. And that's what, at his deathbed, Rabbi Yochanan said to his Talmidim, his dying words, Yehei mor shamayim aleichem kamor basar v'dam. The fear of heaven should be upon you like the fear of flesh and blood. So they said to him, they said, Rabbi, that's all? Those are your dying words? He says, halavai, it should be so. And it's true that it's a jump, you know, to go from a person who, you know, you see right in front of you, you know, if I hurt your feelings or if I do something to harm you, so you're right there. And the Ribbono Shel Olam, we have to be mispalo for this. And we can't get it without davening. We want Hashem to give us that immediate awareness of His presence and to live in that way.
I'm in for this.
As my son about the Rebbe of Zushan, he was mispalo for the Yira of the Rishonim, I think of the Rambam, he was mispalo for it, and he couldn't get out from under the bed. So they took it away, I guess. The Zehu Gamkin HaBakosha Shal Galei Kavod Machuscha Aleinu. This is also the bakasha that we ask, please Hashem, reveal the honor of your kingdom. Shatihiya kavod mahuso isborach aleinu behiskalus belobi b'thina shena. That's beautiful. It says the essence of that tefila is that reveal it so that it shouldn't be, as we said earlier, there but sleeping. But behiskalus, let it be revealed open. And the world will be renewed through this. As God wants it to be. Bishvil Yisrael, Bishvil HaYira. For the sake of the Jewish people, for the sake of Yira, Bishlemus Eitzel Kol Echad Ve'Echad Mi'Yisrael. By every single Jew. The Mimer is a tefillah. As it says in Amos, Hayitaka shofar v'ir, v'am lo yachradu. Could the shofar be blown in a city and the nation would not tremble? In other words, everybody trembles. Shafilu habechinas am, even am, shemora al madrega hatachton, which refers to the masses. Yihyelohem shleimus hayira v'yachardu la'avur aritzonu yisparashim. That their Yira should be complete and whole, and they should tremble from contradicting God's will. Like you said, Bruce, like we tremble when it comes to doing that perhaps to a person of great authority. So we say, may we be zocha to that, to tremble when it comes to being over Ratzon Hashem. V'hine yodua, it is known. Asher b'chinas Shabbos merame zal b'chinas Yira, Shabbos itself is closely connected to Yira. Shabbos nishpa b'chinas Yira al kol echad ve'echad. On Shabbos, a flow of Yira is present upon every single Jew. K'maymer Chazal, the Chachamim say, Yerushalmi, afilu amu oretz yorei l'shaker b'Shabbos. Even an ignorant person is afraid to lie on Shabbos because there's a certain spirit of Yira which is present and available. But the Tikkunim, and also it says in Tikkunim, Bereshis, what does it say about the word Bereshis? Yorei Shabbos. Right, the Tikkunim takes the word Bereshis and formulates all kinds of different combinations of those six letters, Bereshis. And then it talks about the meanings of those combinations. So one of them is Shabbos, Yorei Shabbos. That Yira comes on Shabbos. The Zehu Haremes, Boharoshe Tevos Shel, Tiku Bachodesh Shofar Shabbos. If you look at that word, three words, Tiku Bachodesh Shofar. Shofar is Shin, Bachodesh is base, Tiku is tough, it's backwards. Shabbos.
Shabbos Kodesh Nimshuch HaBechinas Yira Bishleimus, that on Shabbos this level of Madrega actually comes down to us. Ulekach Rosh Hashanah Kishachal Lihiyos B'Shabbos Ein Sorach L'Tekiyas Shofar. So truly, when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, we don't require to blow the shofar, because what's going to happen from shofar already happens from Shabbos itself. Ki b'china Shabbos ba'atzo nimshach ha'b'chinas yira. Shabbos itself brings about this yira. Sheyuchal lo'adam lezachos li'b'chinas yira b'shleimus. A person can be zocher to that in completion. U'mezeh Rosh Hashanah shechalios b'Shabbos lo ha'yutokin b'medina. So when Rosh Hashanah fell on Shabbos in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't blow the shofar outside of the Beis HaMikdash, rock the Mikdash, but they blew it in the Beis HaMikdash. Now going back to his original question, why did they have to blow it in the Beis HaMikdash? You think on the contrary, right? If on Shabbos you have a Madrega which is like shofar, you don't need to kiyah shofar, Kol Shekein in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, you don't have to have to kiyah shofar, because it's part of the atmosphere of the day. So why did they have it? So he answers this question. Yadua, Asher Yesh Kama Madregos B'Bechinas Yira. Yira has many, many levels. It's a spectrum of Madregos, from the highest to the lowest. Bechinas Yira Begin B'Ihu Rav B'Shali. One, Yira is because knowing God is the master of the world. That's one. B'Yesh Bechinas Yira Panimius. There is a very deep type of Yira. Yira Ilah, what they call higher Yira. Mizeh. Ki yadua lahama ayin besforim kadoshim, as is known to those who learn holy form. Ba'bechinas mikdash ne'amar u'mikdashi kiro. Concerning the Beis HaMikdash, the Torah says, and you shall fear my mikdash. That means a person has to have a state of Yira when they go into the Beis HaMikdash, because you can do all kinds of things there, God forbid, that would make a person chayiv misa. If you go in when you're tummy, if you eat something when you're tummy, if you touch the wrong thing, if you walk in the wrong place, all kinds of things. But Yura is really part of the Beis HaMikdash. You have to be very careful about what you're doing when you tread in that place. Shebemikdash hayu mamshichim bitkiya shofar b'chinas hayura hayosar na'ilai. Because in the Beis HaMikdash they were able to bring down a higher fear than they were in other places. V'zehu ha'yitaka shofar b'hir, as it says, when the shofar is blown in the city, will the people not tremble? V'bedina sorich lidkala b'chol. In the Medina outside of the Beis HaMikdash, on a weekday you have to blow the shofar, meaning a weekday Rosh Hashanah. Kedei lahamshich ha'bechinas yira bishleimus b'hizgalus ha'moach v'halev, to bring forth a complete and whole yira, open and integrated in the mind and in the heart, v'lo b'derech bilvad, rak shetihiyah pavua, not just in passing, but rather firmly planted, b'lev u'b'moach, la'asos ritzon adonai shabashamayim, b'lev u'b'sholem. Ubishabbos Kodesh, and on Shabbos, ein sorech l'tkiyah shofar, you don't need it. Ki pa'ulas ha'shabbos Kodesh ba'atzma l'hiyos nimshuch ha'kol echad ve'echad ki yadua, because Shabbos in itself affects that change in a person. So far we have two madregas. We have outside of the Beis HaMikdash on a weekday Rosh Hashanah. There we need a shofar to shake us up and to allow the yira to be real. Then we have outside of the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, on Rosh Hashanah, where we don't need a shofar, because Shabbos itself is mamshich, that level of yira. Then there's a third level, which is in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. Rak, the mikdash lahagia lebechinas hayira hayoser na'ale hayutokinach b'Shabbos. But in the Beis HaMikdash, to reach the highest levels of yira, you had both the Mikdash and Shabbos, and you had shofar. So you needed it. Even in that Mokum, you needed it not to reach the, so to speak, average level of Yura, but to reach the higher level of Yirah. So that was required in the Beis HaMikdash. So on Eskasha, whereas how could that be that outside the Beis HaMikdash you didn't need shofar and inside the Beis HaMikdash you do? There's different madregas of Yirah. And outside the Beis HaMikdash there's one madrega of Yirah that a shofar brings on a weekday, that Shabbos brings on a regular day, but for the higher madregas, you need Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash and the shofar. And all of that together launches a person to the highest levels of Yirah. That's right. At least, as far as we can tell. Yeah. Maybe somewhere.
Well, I mean, you could imagine it'd be very easy to kind of go off the derech and say, well, that's the case. I'm going to shul as a mikdash miyad. I'm going to
blow it out. Blow it
out. You see that temptation, right?
To do that, right. And of course, this man for ben habayis, and that's not no day out anywhere. We don't blow the shofar anywhere on Shabbos. V'hinei ata b'Rosh Hashanah. So now on Rosh Hashanah, shehu hayom tefilas ma'asecha. That's the day of God's first actions. B'chinas hishadshus habriya, and the world is recreated. Tzorich kol adam or renewed. Kol ha'adam lehis ora lahamshicha lav ha'bechinas yira bishleimus bi'izgalus ha'ma'afalei. Person must awaken himself and bring down yira in its complete form, in a revealed form, in our mind and in our heart. Ki kein ola b'ritzano ha'pashut b'briyas ha'olam. This is God's will in creation. Bishvil Yisroel u'bishvil ha'yira. Kamo az kenata. Just as it was then, when God created the world, so it is now, when God renews the world. B'chol Rosh Hashanah, hu zikaron liyom rishon. It brings to mind that very first day in creation. U'memela, kishenamshi chaleinu b'chinas yira b'shleimus, when we bring down true and complete yira, yismale lanu kol ha'chesronos b'gashmi. Now he's saying something else now, adding, when a person is zocha to that level of yira, an actual, real, overt yiras Hashem, not just an intellectual one, when a person is zocha to that, their chesronos, the things which we are lacking in the physical world, are taken care of. Why? Ki ein machzor lireyav. Because there's nothing lacking to those who truly fear Hashem. That's what it means, blow the shofar on Chodesh. Behindu b'chodesh, shemora al Rosh Hashanah, that could be like b'chodesh on Rosh Hashanah, when it's new. Shehu hischadshus habriya, tiku b'shofar lahamshich ala b'chinas emas ma'afus ma'afus shalola. Blow the shofar now, when Rosh Hashanah comes, because God created the world to want to have Yura amongst people. And the shofar inspires that in us. Bishleimus b'moach b'leg. Kimarumas b'tevas shofar, shehi gematria Yura showing. If you add up the gematria of shofar, which I think is 590 or 586, that's Yura showing. Let's see. Peveti. Yeah. The 586 is shofar. So Sholem is 370, 375, 376, 576, 586. So Shofar is Yira Sholem, complete and whole Yira. Kichok li Yisraelu, because this is a chok. It's fixed in to the Jewish character. Kikein hoyo ha-chakika b'ritzonu yisparach shema b'briyas ha-olamas b'shvil Yisrael b'shvil ha-yira. That's what God impressed through his will in the world. It's for the Jewish people and it's for Yira. So ki chok v'Yisrael, God impressed that in creation. V'alzehu mishpat l'elokei Yaakov. That's God's justice, that's his law. Shetzorich kol adam la'asos mishpat la'atzma. That a person must judge themselves. Im yiras elokin etzlo b'shleimus. Does he have a true and whole Yiras Elokim? Wouldn't take long to say.
Done.
Pronounce that judgment, right?
I can follow this.
We have to just come back for sentencing.
Well, Yadeza Yakuyam Banu, a pasuk, may the pasuk be fulfilled. And that's ki aim machzor liraya, that nothing is lacking to those who fear Hashem. Sheyimale lanu kol hachesronos, you should fill all of our lackings. Hein baruch nias vehein begashmias, both spiritual and physical, the bani, chaya umezana richa, with children, with life, and sustenance aplenty. Amen.
Amen. Except at the time of the Beis HaMikdash,
right,
if people had to be really careful because right, then therefore they were at a different madriga. Even the simple person, even the person who's doing some things
right.
Wrong.
Right.
But once the Beis HaMikdash was gone and the Shekhinah is in Gullis, that was Hashem's choice partly. That the Shekhinah should be in Gullis, which really makes it that we can't cop this thing. That certain people can, but maybe normal people can't, where maybe back then with the Shekhinah was dwelling there among Am Yisrael, somehow they could get that.
There's no question that...
And I'm not blaming Hashem, because I guess it's our choice,
right,
that the Shekhinah is in Gullis, you know.
Right. There's no question that it's different, and that the Yura in that time was different because they had a more open revelation of the Shekhinah. No question. But at the same time, what he's saying is that that's what Shofar accomplishes, and that's what Shabbos Rosh Hashanah accomplishes, that kind of vaults us into a different, really, madrega of Yura. The gates are open there, and it's upon us to take advantage of it by asking for it. They must safal kol masha baresa, pour out your Yura. So there's a gate open now. There's a shar open now, even though the Shekhinah is in Gullis, and we are too. This is the time to take advantage of the opportunity. This is it. If you were to ask, what should I do about it? This is what we should do about it. Daven with a full heart on Rosh Hashanah, listen to the shofar, and experience that. You get one step closer. Maybe two.
Wait. Daven with a full heart and listen to the shofar, but that's on Sunday.
Yeah, and... Yeah. Right. On Shabbos, it happens in the Mela, you're saying that.
We should listen on Shabbos, too. Because Mamish, this Shabbos, it should be a double opening.
Yeah.
In that sense.
Yeah.
Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah.
It's a Kedusha of Kedusha.
That's right. Now, the you see the Shalom, the Mamish we saw the other night, was Yom Teruah Yehiyelachem. That's the Pshat. That the day itself is a Teruah. It's a blast of the Shofar. Just by virtue of the Kedushas Hayim.
We do so many things to make sure that we're elevating ourselves. And, I'm sure that many of them are work together. So why would the Kedushas of Shabbos push off Shofar? I mean, why not have both of them?
Why not both together?
Yeah, right? I mean, why, just in case Shabbos doesn't get you on the right madrigal, why not have Shofar?
It's a very good question. But I think if we look at it in terms of the halacha, that the Chachamim were concerned that we may come to violate Shabbos by carrying it, that even though there is a higher madrigal available, but it wasn't worth the risk of getting to that level. Because if we somehow break the Shabbos by trying to fulfill Shofar, we're going to end up in a much worse situation. And they were concerned enough about that they didn't want to tamper with that risk. But even though the possibility is there, but we can't tamper with it. We may violate that Kedusha. So just leave Kedusha Shabbos in place, and let the Kedusha of Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah do its magic without risking the possible violation of it. That's looking at it from the halachic.
So then Shabbos,
itself is more important than shofar.
In this respect,
in
yes.
In this respect,
because
I mean,
we don't want to in any way have a Shabbos infraction, even if it means losing shofar. Yeah. And that's why in the Beis HaMikdash and also Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's Takana, that where there was a Beis Din, that you could blow the shofar on Shabbos in earlier times, because there was a greater level of caution in those places. So they weren't concerned people would be Mechal Shabbos for the sake of shofar, because they were around Tamid HaFamim in a special place. So there they were okay with it. But otherwise not. And so there, as you say, Bruce, the Kedusha of Shabbos is that important.
So is the sound of the shofar there every Shabbos then?
I don't know.
That opening?
I don't know.
Well, the opening to Yura.
Yura is there.
That's
a Yura Shabbos.
The Yura that the shofar brings, that's, I guess, so it seems to apply as specific to the Eis Ratzon of this time.
Rosh Hashanah. Could be. There's a story my father tells, the Kedushas Levi was interviewing potential candidates for Tekiah Shofar. And first fellow came in, and the Kedushas Levi asked him, what do you think about when you blow the shofar? So he told him all kinds of lofty kavanos. He said, okay, thank you. And he called in the next guy, what do you think about when you blow the shofar? And he also said very deep thoughts and kavanos shofar. And this happened with quite a few people. Finally, somebody comes in, a very simple-looking Jew, and the Vidichavarov asks him, what do you think about when you blow shofar? So he said, Rabbi, I'm a very simple man, and I'm a very poor man. And I have four daughters, and I need to marry all of my daughters off. And I think about that Hashem should help me to marry each one of them off in a way which is good and nice for my daughters. So the Kedushas Levi said, you have the job. You'll be our Baal Tokeah this year. Okay, Ksivat Sima Tova, Gaben Shtior.
Okay,
everybody. Good to hear Gaben Shtior. May our tefillos be sincere.